As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to ravage regional economies, Jamaica has announced another two deaths from the disease. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, as we heard him on nationwide radio in Jamaica.
So the total number of deaths now stand at 40, which is a 1.1% of the total numbers. Total coincidental deaths of COVID-19 stands at 4. So 4 persons died of other reasons but were COVID positive. And 3 more deaths in COVID-19 positive individuals remain under investigation.
In response to questions about the passing of a 12-year-old due to COVID-19, Dr. Tufton said he had significant underlying issues. Meanwhile, he says the latest batch of test results returned 74 new confirmed cases of the virus in Jamaica.
Jamaica confirmed COVID-19 cases are now up to 3,511, with the additional of 74 new positives in the last 24 hours. Recoveries have also increased by 32 to bring the total number of persons who have recovered and have been released from care to 1,051, or 29.9%.
And public officials in St. Anne are worried about the lack of compliance with protocols there.
Medical Officer of Health for the parish, Dr. Tamika Henry, and Head of Operations for the St. Anne Police, Superintendent Carlos Russell, both detailed some of the actions by residents undermining anti-COVID-19 efforts. Dr. Henry says community transmission is now a reality across the country. She says this means Jamaicans will see a significant increase in cases. She also says St. Anne has recorded 115 cases so far. However, she says many people are not behaving responsibly.
And I think all of us have seen persons on the road without their mask. And people with their mask, they have it under their chin, or they have it on top of their head. We see a lot of that, and that is something that we want to ask people to desist from doing. Community spread is very, very significant. It's very important, and it really takes a lot of effort on the part of the public to try to contain transmission. Conveyances, the taxis, the buses, they're still pretty packed. There's almost no semblance of physical distance at all in those vehicles. And that is something that we're going to seek your assistance when you're speaking to your community members, seeking the assistance of the JCF as well, to try to ensure that that is something that is adhered to.
Dr. Henry says there are many who, though feeling ill, are still going to work. She says this practice is also harmful to businesses, especially small enterprises.
The other thing is that we have noticed that persons who are unwell, they still continue to go to work. Please advise persons, if you're feeling sick in any way, do not turn up to work. Call in, call the health department as well, call the hospital, advise them of your signs and symptoms. Do not turn up to work, because that has been causing a lot of problems in a lot of workplaces. Especially if it is a small workplace, somebody comes in ill and then we have to sample them, the result comes back positive. Sometimes it can result in that workplace being closed, because all of those persons are in those close contacts. The place has to be sanitized. It leads to a lot of issues. And I really hope that we'll ask our parishioners to assist us in trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19 by staying home.
Health Minister Tufton says the country's COVID situation has now reached the point where the government is about to open 3 field hospitals.
So I'm happy to say, without giving too much specifics, that we have confirmed the arrival of 1 field hospital in the next week, in the next two weeks, and that field hospital will allow for an additional 80 plus or so beds.
Jamaica's Health Minister, Dr. Christopher Tufton. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.